to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, recently we've been talking about that we do the do's and not the don'ts. Can you explain what you mean by that?
Well, you know, I was laughing because people make a to-do list. They don't make a to-don't.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah. So when I my thought was what we give you guys, and when we have people come in, even if you watch the videos on any of our social media channels, I give people the to-do. Like, I'm always giving you, here's what you need to try. Try this, do this. And because if you try something or have something to do, then you have, like, I call it like ownership of your, let's talk about movement. So, you know, for running, I'm always teaching the pull your foot up, go running and just think up, up, up. So all you have to do today in your run is hold your body up and pull your foot up. And it just makes your movement better and it makes your run better. You know, if all I'm ever thinking about is don't, which when I say the don'ts is when I very first got into this, people kept saying, don't heel strike, you know? And I'm like, how can you run like that? You can't run and think, don't heel strike. And people would say, don't lean over, you know, don't, you know, so I'm like, what do I need to do? Just tell me what I need to do. And then I can get at doing what I need to do. So that's really what we like to do with our runners, is really help them with, here's what you need to do for your run. And for a lot of people, there's so much.
Valerie, I lost you for like 2 minutes. So I'll go ahead and do a cut. You said you were talking about the don'ts and don't heel strike. And so from there you said what?
So I was just saying that in the beginning, I used to hear don'ts, like don't heel strike. So then what do I do instead? Was just my thought was, let me help people with what they need to do in their movement for running and then not worry about what I don't need to do. And we get stuck.
What's really powerful about that too, from a mindset standpoint, you'll find that some of the new age mindset, or you hear the life coaching and things like that, that are out there. That's part of it. If you are constantly saying, like, I love this bit by Tim Allen. He was talking about NASCAR racers, that if you say, tell a NASCAR racer, don't hit the wall, they're going to go out there and just keep thinking, don't hit the wall, don't hit the wall, don't hit the wall. And guess what they do? They hit the wall.
Right.
Because you will do what you're telling yourself to do, even if it's a don't. So that's what, like, really made me click really well with Valerie, is this combination of doing the do's and the language that we talk about, and how important it is to talk in that language. Because when you say pull, it's a different thought process as well as a different movement than don't heel strike or don't push off the ground or do any don'ts that Valerie could possibly tell them is going to be ineffective because they're going to wind up doing it.
Right. And it's challenging because, you know, you're, especially if you're not in a good place in your run, if you're coming back from an injury or, you know, fighting through an injury, things like that, having your thought process be on what do I need to be doing is really, really helpful to help you with all that. And also, it's amazing, like when you start, people always tell me this, that in the beginning, when they first meet me and they are like, oh, all I'm thinking about now is my running while I run. And I'm like, that's actually really good. Like, if you're thinking about moving, when you're moving, your body and your mind are working together. So then you start to, and in the beginning, you can't help it because it's new and it feels a little bit awkward. So I'm like, to keep your focus only on that one side, just all I need to do is up, pull my foot up. And so I shortened from pull to up just because it's hard for me to say pull, pull, pull repeatedly.
Yeah.
But it's really
easy. If you guys ever look at our transcripts, you'll see a lot of pull, 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 P-O-L-E.
But it's easy to say up, and that's the direction you want your foot to travel. So you're actually just building a relationship with your, again, it's building a new movement pattern. That's the fun of your body. Like, you have to develop a new movement pattern to have a new movement habit. And that's really the fun of what you're doing, because a lot of us have movement patterns that we didn't even know we had. So anyone that's been to PT or has been through an injury, you know this, because the PT will try to help you develop your new movement pattern. So it's the same with running, except you're developing it yourself. I mean, here I am. I tell people 25 years later, I promise my entire run, I'm not just going up, 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 right? But that's how I had to learn also, because I'd never thought about pulling my foot up from the ground. It wasn't, that's not how I was taught to run. So it's funny when you, and then we make it, we always say, just keep it simple, because we just all, we're all overthinkers.
Yeah,
we're runners.
This can't, and it's interesting because we get so much of that, especially in the first few weeks. If you come into our membership, the first few weeks, we like to, we call it the immersion, because we kind of try to immerse you into the movement. And that second week, is this all there is? Like, is this, shouldn't there be more? Is there another drill? And then usually it's week three that they kind of ask, I'm thinking so much. When will that have to stop? And we're just like, trust the process. And it does. It eventually stops. Right. You stop, quote unquote, thinking about it, because your body starts realizing what your mind is telling it to do. It just takes more than 3 weeks to learn that movement pattern.
Sure. But, and also the coolest part is you're relearning. Really what you're doing is, what you're actually doing is going back to basics, which you already had at the beginning. Like anyone that sees little kids run, you realize running is natural. So then you're like, why am I not running just naturally? If I just kept running, why wouldn't it be the same? Well, it's because over the years you developed some of your, some different movement patterns, whether you're mimicking other people, whether you're limited by your range of motion or your mobility, this is just life. So when you actually work on repatterning, like what we're teaching you, it's really cool, because your hamstring already knows how to pull. Your body naturally gets into pose. So you'll find that you're actually going back to what your body does naturally. And that's, I think, why it's so fun to go through the process and be okay. We've been through it so many times with so many people. Like you can get mad at me. It's always like, I'm always like, question me, talk to me, let me coach you through this. This is what we're here for. And it's great, because once we can get you kind of over that movement hump, I just had one guy last week say that. He's like, you know, because he was really questioning me on, do I really need to do these drills, or is there one that I should just do for me? People ask me that all the time. And I'm like, you have to do them all. It's a process that your body and your mind have to go through together. And a lot of it, it's a very simple things. And I think sometimes we think, well, really, is it, there's not more, like you said. And then he said, oh, guess what? I went for a run, and you're right, it felt really good. He said, I get it now. And so now he's like reinvigorated to actually, you know, work even more. And it's fun, because you have to get through it, but we're here always. And like, I promise it works. I promise it works. Focus on just what we tell you to do. And also, like I said, like I just gave it away. There's no magic. You focus on yourself. You go running, hold your body up, pull your foot up. You'll find it. You'll start to sense a difference in your movement. So that's the fun. Absolutely. And then you come in for coaching, and we just give you the day by day practice and check-ins.
That's what's so funny is that, we do have people that just follow your social and do what you say, and they give it a try, and they're coachable, and they're open to what you're talking about, what you're asking them to try, and they do it, and they come back and say, oh my God, I followed what you did, and now I'm, you know, running pain-free. And you, I've joked with you, because I said, you never touched them, you never saw their gait analysis, you know, you never saw them run, and you were able to help them. And but then there are other people, and I'm one of those people, that need that accountability, need somebody to kind of check, are my hands really overhead? Like, I could try
100%.
You know what I mean? So that's what having a coach really does for you guys. It makes you accountable, kind of has somebody to bounce some ideas off of. As you're learning a new movement, this is one of the things that always comes up that I find fascinating. Like I said, this is all sort of a process, and everybody goes through it at different phases. But invariably, especially if I come in with an injury, let's say I come in with a foot injury, and I'm working with Valerie for a little while, and then all of a sudden I go, well, Valerie, my foot doesn't hurt anymore, but my calf efforts. And what we're trying to explain to them is that it's because you're now doing a new movement pattern. So your body is adjusting. So it starts moving around and eventually the pain does all go away. It's just as your calves are now going, oh, or your hamstrings are now engaging like they never were before. And suddenly things just shift and move and it works itself out, but it's always, what I love is they come back and go, ah, it hurts here. You know, that's
but also to understand the difference between soreness and pain. Right. And a lot of times, we do have a good discussion on that. So of course our whole mission is pain-free. So if people have, again, if you're sore in your calves, then there's something going on that we need to work on because there should be no soreness in your calves. So the same thing, it's like sometimes we do exercises. I help people find their hamstrings. If you've been running without, really actively using your hamstrings and now you're doing hamstring exercises, it's okay to feel it's okay to feel that you used your hamstrings. So these are also really good conversations, right? Because overall, we want you to just run and not have any soreness or pain, but Caroline's right. We have people that will feel like different things, like, oh my gosh.
And that's what having coaches about, to be able to say is, and that's what they do. They come back and they say, is this right? Am I doing something wrong? We check in. Nope, you're not doing anything wrong. Or maybe you're overcompensating because now you're thinking about this instead of that or whatever the case may be. But if you're out there doing it alone, that's what I found when I try to work by myself. I don't check myself like I should, hey, am I doing this right? But you also, guys, you don't challenge yourself. Like you get into a habit. Like when I would work out at the gym, right? Well, I really like that piece of equipment, or I really like lifting at this weight. It feels good, right? But it's when you get with a coach that knows you that goes, yeah, but you've been working at that weight for like 3 months. You definitely could go up 10 pounds. No, I can't. Yes, you can. Trust me. Yes, you can. Try it. Oh, but I can only do one. Right. Because it's 10 pounds heavier. So do one or two now, Caroline. You know what I mean? You need that coach that sees your potential of that. You just can't see it. Maybe if you're a narcissist, you think that you're great at everything, but most people aren't.
This is a big challenge too. And I'll just kind of go there, because we, as a coach, obviously I want to coach people. And I think that for most of us, most of the runners I meet have always tried, something else before. So it's usually like we always target people on purpose that are like, if it keeps hurting, there's something going on. I'd love to help you so that it's not hurting anymore. And so I just find that if someone, like I said, if someone finds a video or reads a, finds the pose book and they get out of pain on their own, I think it's great. I think that's fantastic. However, especially those of us that have tried everything, I actually tried doing what you said, or I've been thinking about pulling or whatever, but I'm still hurting. I mean, we've had people come in lately that they've gone through shots and, cortisone shots and all kinds of therapy things, and they have not ever tried changing their movement pattern. And this is when I would say, really going through a month of coaching, just having someone help guide you through it is just so effective. Just like me, I coach at a gym. And when people start, we don't just throw them under a barbell. And it really does. It takes about a month for the average. I train at a CrossFit gym. It takes about a month to get people really comfortable with the movement enough that they feel that they can even, sometimes I'm like, stay with the PVC pipe and then start with the trainer bar and then just a dry bar. And they're really open to learning that way because they want to make sure they don't hurt themselves. But honestly, when people decide they want to sign up for a marathon, there is absolutely nothing to do except for sign up, hope you get in if it's a big one, and then good luck.
So that being said, guys, if you do want to hear more about what to do, and not the don'ts, if you are in pain and feel like nothing is helping you, or maybe you're not meant to be a runner, give us a try. Go to the runnerx.fit page. That's runrx.fit. Hit the green work with me button, or work with, I might say work with RunRx, because even though you're primarily working with Valerie, you have me there for mental support, and you have our community there as a community of like-minded people that have been where you are or are maybe starting out with you. And try it for a month. Come in. It's just $99. Come in for a month and see if you like it. See if it goes, works for you. You can cancel anytime. Most people stick around for 3, sometimes 6 months. We've had quite a few. One woman recently, she was in for a year and it accidentally didn't renew with her credit card. She reached back out and said, I want to come back in. And I'm like, okay, these are all the options you have to work with us again. And she said, what about lifetime? We do have lifetime memberships, guys, where you can come in and just pay once. And you're here as long as we are. As long as Valerie and I are coaching, and I can't think of anything that would keep either of us from coaching running. But as long as we're out there and we haven't died yet, we'll still be there. So the coaching will still be there, and you'd be with us forever and never have to pay again. So that's always an option as well. And we would love to have you. So go to runrx.fit. If you have a subject or a question about running or about our programs, go to support@runrx.fit and shoot us an email. You'll probably hear back from me. But if it's something really technical or some worry you have about your movement, I will definitely put you in touch with Valerie and she'll answer you directly. So hopefully, guys, you will see you in the membership. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.